You must be the change you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. Hi, it's Rhonda, the good influencer. How are you guys? Dana Adesh. Oh my gosh, a lot's been going on. We've learned about having accepting the pressure as a privilege. We have worked through seeing your dream, Halim, Algum. And, you know, we talked about not taking shortcuts, that the shortcuts only bring you right back around to where you started off. And probably with a little bit more frustration. I mean, you may have picked up a few tidbits along the way that have helped you with getting your goal. But all in all, there's really something so wonderful when you put the hard work in, you grow that muscle, like you work that faith muscle in yourself, and you build that strength, that strong foundation. I think I mentioned when I talked about Maslow, that was last season. You're building that formidable foundation in your life that just can't be rocked. An earthquake can't take it out. Nobody can shake you up and mess you up on that. So those are things that are just so important and masterful to accomplish while you're working toward the end goal. And that's the journey. That's the seed crystal. That is a part of the miracle. The miracle. Yeah, there's a miracle. We just have to be patient. And I often find that, and I talked about this before too, and I just wanted to bring it up again because it's so powerful to talk about how you have to be really, really patient for that miracle. I mean, I've gotten to the point where, and I'll be completely honest, where I get frustrated, I get angry, I get upset, I get tired, I'm just so weak. And that's where you find the strength. That's where you put that last bit of effort in, and you get that A+ grade. Remember back in college or high school, and you know, it's really easy to work and get a C. Anybody can get a C. I mean, you have to really not work hard to not get a C in a class. To get a B, you got to put some effort in. You got to put some effort in. And then as you make your way up to like getting a B+ to an A, you put a little bit more in there, that extra 20%. And then you find yourself getting a B+ and you think, gosh, I was so close to getting that A grade. So close. Why didn't I do that extra 10%? And it sounds small, that extra 10%. You've already put in 80. Now you've got to put in that 10% to get to 90 to where that A grade. But really, you've got to put in 20% to ensure that you do get the 90% of the A grade. That is the trick with it. I learned that through college, that you just have to do all of the hard work. I remember teachers saying, you know, only do the even problems, only do the odd problems. Well, do all the problems. If you do all the problems, you're most likely going to get 100% and you're going to get that A. If you do, say, you know, the evens and a few extra, you know, now you're kind of, you know, on the fence. You may get an A, you may not. But why not give yourself that extra insurance and do the full 20% of that last effort? And that is the most crucial effort. That is the effort at the end of a marathon. You've already run 20, you know, some miles, and you've got the last few miles to go. And those are the hardest miles, to keep going. And that's where you really have to pull all of your strength together, right up from your bootstraps, all the way up to the tippy top of your head, and really say to yourself, I am going to do this. And that is that extra muscle that you put in. It's that extra effort. And that is something that is, I think it's a spiritual part of your development. It's something you don't forget. I remember all of the times that I put that last bit of effort in, that 20%, because I knew it wasn't 10%. Don't kid yourself. It's not 10%. It's 20%. I did that when I ran for Mrs. California. I told myself, I said, I do not want to be doing this like 3 or 4 or 5 times. What do I have to do? And I really put in all of the effort that I knew that I could. And I got a crown on my first try. And I did the same thing at Nationals, the same thing. I put in all of my effort. I got first runner up. I learned some things. I learned some things to do better, but I ended up with a title. So, you know, it works out when you put in all of the effort in your goal, when you really, really push yourself. So I just want to encourage you to just stay with the program that you're on. Keep refining it, keep building, keep growing. Wait for that miracle. Wait for that miracle. Oh boy, it's coming. And when it gets there, it's going to mean so much to you. Melikam Ken, Yahuna Lachu, Dana Wall, Dana Y. I'm on all the social media outlets, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Let's stay together. Let's do this. Let's be successful. Be the good influencer. Talk to you next time. Thank you.